The promises of God are life-giving. His covenant with Abraham was a covenant that brought life to the world. It was a covenant that was life-giving. In our days, God's promise to us is a promise of life. It's a promise, as Jesus makes it very clear in today's gospel, it's a promise that if we listen to him and do what he tells us to do, we will never experience death. We will never experience the finality of death because Jesus' life is life-giving to us. Jesus' promise is life-giving to us. His love for us is life-giving, meaning that when we draw closer to him, we forget about what the Jews believe. They were literally minded. They were thinking of physical death, while Jesus was talking about the life which comes from following his ways, from knowing God, from having the freedom of the children of God, freedom to leave sin back and to choose charity, to choose goodness, to choose repentance. That is the kind of life Jesus meant when he spoke in this gospel. So today, Jesus is the only one who is able to show us that God is the one who brings life to each and every one of us if we believe in him. And Jesus makes two claims in this gospel. The first claim is that he has a unique knowledge of God. And the second claim is that he has a unique obedience to God. These are the two things that we all have to practice in our own lives today. Unique knowledge of God means that he is the only one who came from the Father, and he knows the Father, and the Father knows him. And therefore, if we want to know the Father, we have to know Jesus, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. And unique obedience to the Father, Jesus is the one who said yes to his Father. He came down on earth so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So Jesus' coming to earth was to give us life. And most especially, dear friends, we are towards the end of our Lenten season. We are entering into Jesus' passion, his death and resurrection. His passion gives life. The world sees it as humiliation, but it is glorification, because at the end of it, it is life given to anyone who journeys with him throughout this season, intentionally letting go and taking on a new form of life, a beatific life, a life of holiness. May this be our prayer today, that we all will follow Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.